The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We have basketball and basketball. We're going to talk a little bit of basketball tonight. Surprisingly, lots going on downtown Indianapolis. I hope you're all having a chance to catch some ball. Right now, though, the star of our show, he's with us, ready to do some serious work. Our scoreboard update tonight, Eddie Garrison.
Good evening, Coach. It's great to be with you and Elijah Robertson and Landon Coons on this big day of college basketball here in the state of Indiana. Let's get started with our very own Purdue Boilermakers. They're currently holding a 21-point lead over Grambling State. Purdue doing their very best to not have history repeat itself. Other games happening right now. 13th-ranked Charleston is trailing by 18 to Alabama, the fourth-seeded team. Now that score is 61-42 after a made free throw by Mark Sears for Alabama. Other games coming up a little bit later on tonight include 16th-seeded Longwood at Houston, 12th-ranked James Madison at 5th-ranked Wisconsin. The 9-seed TCU is taking on 8th-seeded Utah State, and 12th-seeded Grand Canyon is taking on 5th-seeded St. Mary's. Games from earlier, we had perhaps one of the biggest games of the day. Colorado upsets Florida 102-100. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Corbin Lingenfelter, I am so sorry. Oh, Corbin Lingenfelter on the scoreboard update, star of our show. How you doing, Corbin?
I'm doing good, Coach. Hey, you know, if anybody ever wants to mistake me for Eddie Garrison, I take that as a compliment.
Oh, I think you're much better looking. He's not in the studio, so you know I can say that with impunity, so to speak. You're busy tonight, are you not?
Yes,
I am.
What a
busy weekend.
We have a lot of good games this week.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, I was kind of glued to the TV watching some ball earlier today. How can you not enjoy this kind of weekend? I mean, starting on Thursday, just work your way through, and it's. Well, for me, obviously, it's the greatest time of the year. I tell people March is my favorite month. My grandson's birthday is St. Patrick's Day. He just turned 25. My birthday is in March. That is a date and number that shall remain just between me. You got the tournaments. You got basketball. So you have to wait. Now, high school basketball fans, you have to wait until the 30th, until a week from Saturday, for the 114th annual IHSA Boys Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever. So you're going to be busy then. But tonight, Boilers seem like they might move on to round two. Is that right?
Yeah, right now, Grambling has cut that Purdue lead down to 18, but Purdue just matched it, put it back up to 20 thanks to Camden Heidi with a made free throw. I think he's got one more coming up, too.
I'm not big on cliches, but this would be the classic getting a monkey off your back. I think what limited time I watched the game, they didn't play particularly well. Turned it over. Just didn't have any fluidity, had no rhythm. You can just tell that this is still a mental issue for them. And so if they win, who would they play?
Let me pull that up for you here. Purdue would move on against either Utah State or TCU. Either one of those would be a really good matchup for the Boilermakers coming up. I believe that game would be on Saturday or Sunday, so
it's on Sunday.
Sunday,
you know,
yeah.
We're a Friday Sunday site, so that'll be Sunday. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we'll find out. That's perfect. So, Corbin, anything else going on basketball-wise that we need to know? Any we got close ones as we speak? Do we have some close games, some close matchups?
Not really. Purdue and Grambling State are the closest matchup that's happening right now. Alabama's up 65-44 on Charleston. I will say probably the best game of the day had to be Yale and Auburn, or that Colorado-Florida game. Yale upset Auburn 78-76 earlier on today, and Colorado and Florida both went into triple digits. So take your pick. It's a flip of the coin there on what you think is the best game today.
Well, I mean, I clearly think you look at the Yale win over Auburn. You got, the Ivy League beating the SEC. In my 7 years running all the basketball in the Horizon League, I was ecstatic about Oakland winning with the major upset. I've been asked more than once today how I felt about it. I feel great. And that's the type of game, that's the reason why the power conferences don't want to have smaller mid-major conferences. They don't want to have to play Oakland because they won't play them during the regular season. They won't play Indiana State during the regular season. They understand all that. And they also don't want them in their tournament. This is all about money. You know, that's a game that costs the SEC millions. Two or three, let's call it three, to $4 million by losing Auburn, because that's they don't get to play anymore, and now they're out. So it's about money. It's also about the power conferences don't want to have the smaller conferences. They would, in their perfect world, the mid-major conferences, smaller conferences, the Ivy League, run through the whole list, the Summit League, Suncoast, all the other stuff, Gulf Coast, or whatever. They'd have their own tournament, and it wouldn't include the power conferences. They don't want to be in the same tournament. They never have. And frankly, that's been a battle that's raged forever. And so this is just, when I have time, I'll go through the whole thing. It's all about money, pure and simple. All about money. There's a reason why football has their own postseason tournament, not run by the NCAA. It's all about money.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember, all about money. We're back after a short break on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Coming up next Saturday, the 30th, at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, the 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever. We're going to spend a lot of time next weekend. Friday night will be our annual IHSAA championship preview show, if you will. Kind of thought that tonight we'd talk some college basketball, talk a little bit of, just kind of catch up with some coaches and others around the state. We're going to talk a little bit of boys basketball tonight, but just to remind you, the 1A championship game will start it off next Saturday. Bethesda Christian will play Fort Wayne Canterbury. Bethesda Christian 23-7. Canterbury's 18-9. The 2A game will follow. That'll be between Brownstown Central and Wapahani. I'm doing that game on TV. I happen to think this may be one of, in terms of on paper and expectations, this could be as good as any game that we have. Brownstown Central 27-4, Wapahani 26-2. Both teams can score. Both teams, they're great stories. Plenty of great storylines with both of them, especially with the tornado that struck Selma. It involved a number of the Wapahani players and their families, and that was on the that was last Friday night before they won in their semi-state game. So talk about tremendous effort to do what they did. The evening session next Saturday starts with Scottsburg taking on South Bend St. Joe. Scottsburg's 24-5, South Bend St. Joe 20-9. This would be a great one. The Scottsburg team can score. It's a South Bend St. Joe team that's played a great schedule and is a very talented group. And the finale, the 4A championship, Ben Davis at 23-5 will play Fishers at 28-1. The irony is that they played each other to start the season way back when. It was their first game, and that is a that's a great way to book in the season. You know, with your Fishers, and you've been ranked number one for most of the year. You're taking on the defending champs in Ben Davis, and so yeah, for the obvious reason, that's a great matchup. Ben Davis 23-5, Fishers they're 28-1, and this is going to be so much fun. Congratulations to those individuals who were honored earlier in the week, being inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. I want to congratulate all of you. Having been inducted, I understand what a day, what a night all of that was, how unbelievably important it was to you and your family, and I share your excitement, because I would tell you that it was one of the greatest nights of my life. There's no question. Number one, I was stunned, and even years afterwards, I'm still stunned on why they would put me in that Hall of Fame. But I'm not turning it down. So congratulations. So it's a big week. We got a lot of basketball to talk about. If you have tickets to get out to the tournament, the first round out at down in Indianapolis, I encourage you to go. All right, now, Corbin, what's up with Purdue? Before we go to scoreboard update, what's up with the Boilers?
So Purdue is up 63-43 with 6:35 left in the second half.
All right, can we exhale now? Can we sigh a little bit of relief that they're okay? They could be moving on. Are we okay?
A slight sigh. There's still a lot of basketball being played.
Got it. We don't want to jinx it.
Exactly.
We absolutely don't want to jinx it. Okay. That sounds great. Well, we just know that there have been great games, and there will continue to be great games, and we'll talk about it throughout the night every 15 minutes. Corbin Lingenfelter coming up with a scoreboard update. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update, starting off with top-seeded Purdue and 16th-seeded Grambling. Purdue up 21-66-45, thanks to the local kid, Trey Kaufman Wren, made layup assisted by Caleb First. So far, Zach Eady already in a double-double with 5.5 left to play in the game, 30 points, 21 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Also happening right now, 13th-seeded Charleston is trailing 4th-seeded Alabama. Alabama is up 80-58. Some other games that went on earlier, UConn absolutely demolished 16th-seeded Stetson, 91-52. You never want to say a game's over at halftime, but that one pretty much was, as UConn was up 42-19. Also, Marquette is moving on after a win over Western Kentucky, 87-69. Baylor takes down Colgate, 92-67. An upset in round one, 13th-seeded Yale, 78. Auburn, 76. Then Duke is moving on, 64-47 winners over Vermont. UAB falls to San Diego State, 69-65. Clemson takes down New Mexico, 77-56. The highest scoring contest of the day was Colorado and Florida, as Colorado upsets the Gators 102-100. Northwestern moves on after a 77-65 win over Florida Atlantic, and Nebraska falls to Texas A&M 98-83. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. This time of year, I like to catch up with some coaches who had great years, since I didn't get a chance to talk to them that much. University of Indianapolis hosting Division II regional play, unfortunately eliminated last week. With me, the head coach of the Greyhounds, Paul Corsaro. And, Coach, I didn't get a chance to talk to you after the disappointing loss, but congratulations on another great season for you and the Greyhounds.
Thanks. I'm really proud of the body of work our guys have put together the past couple of seasons. It's been really impressive.
What's impressive is it's a difficult conference, and to have that kind of success back-to-back is hard to do. And this is in this changing landscape of portals and movement and this, that, and the other. It's hard enough to coach when things are normal. It's not normal anymore. You guys have just done it the old-fashioned way with guys coming in and learning and growing and becoming better and better. And that's what's amazing to me about the run you're on.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm really proud that, you know, I think the name of the game in college basketball now is retainment. You know, you got to retain your players. Cause you see last night, you know, Kentucky, Oakland, you get guys who have been together three and 4 years, you know, it's going to lead to success because continuity and chemistry is so important. And we've done a really good job, and I credit my assistant coaches and then, you know, just the kids that we brought in, the right type of people. The culture we've had, it's made people want to stay, and I think that's why – you know, we've been able to have the success that we have.
Well, I think kids appreciate being coached. Kids appreciate playing a great schedule and being successful. And they appreciate the opportunity. You've had guys leave and go on and play professionally overseas. And so if you're looking for a great place to be and be treated well and learn and grow as a human being, it's a pretty good place to go.
Yeah, I like to think so. I appreciate you saying that. You know, it's just, you know, I'm lucky. You know, I'm surrounded by the best people, the best staff, the best kids, the best parents. You know, it's been a blessing for me. It's been a great 4 years, especially the last two. And, you know, it was cool this year, too. Yeah, it was a disappointing loss on Sunday. But let's not forget, we did win a game in the NCAA tournament on Saturday, which is something that's really hard to do. We advanced.
Right.
We end up losing in an overtime to a team that's now in the Elite Eight, won the next round. So, I mean, we were right there. And we did it without arguably our first or second best player, Paul Zielinskis, our sharpshooter. He got hurt 20 games into the year. We went 9-3 the last 12 games without a 15-point-a-game score that shot 47% from three. So, number one, credit our team for coming together. Number two, if he's still healthy, we might still be playing.
Right. I don't doubt that at all. Unfortunately, I've suffered through that scenario more than once back in the day. So I share your frustration with it. You just had, again, you had high expectations for this team to start with. And to me, to be able to power through that in the conference you're in, because everyone's, look, you're one of the better teams in the conference. They're elevating their game to play you. And so to play that way, with the injuries notwithstanding, that's a tremendous job by you and your guys.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you know, as you know, when you're top dogs, you're going to get everybody's best shot. You know,
sure,
there's no night off. And that there were some growing pains with that. We got off to a slow start this year because, you know, we were preseason number 4 in the country. We went 26-5 last year. You know, we started out 2-4 this year. Now, granted, our schedule was ridiculously hard, but part of that was, you know, I had to have a heart-to-heart with our guys. Like, hey, like, you're top dogs. Like, you got to embrace that. And then, you know, after you look at what we did after that, we reel off, if you do the math, you know, 21 wins in our next, you know, 26 games. So they got the message. They figured it out. But it is not easy. You know, I really have a lot of respect for guys, teams like UConn and those type of teams that just have sustained success, because people don't realize how hard that is.
I don't think people, and I say it all the time, and I know people are tired of me saying it, but it's hard to win. I don't care if you're coaching the sixth grade team at the Y, or if you're coaching the Indiana Pacers or whomever, University of Indianapolis, it's hard to win. Everyone forgets the other team's trying to win too. They practice. They have good players. And as I mentioned, and people don't, you know, you need to understand the GOVC is annually one of the best Division II conferences in the country.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it is. There's no night off. We have great coaching, great players. And the crazy, like you just said, you know, you go in some leagues at any level, like you got to think, you know, the top top four teams in the league can look at the bottom half of the schedule and be like, okay, these three teams, we play them twice. That's six wins. In the GLVC, the 13th best team in the league can beat the number one ranked team on any given night. There's no such thing. So our conference isn't like every other's, but a lot of leagues, you know, you can, if you're at the top, kind of eye your schedule and have five or six wins that you can chalk up in advance of the season. And we just don't get that in our conference. Now, I like that, though, because, you know, I think it makes us better. And as a competitor, that's what you want.
Absolutely. You got to hit the recruiting trail now because you lose some really good guys off this team.
Hey, I'm sitting in my office at home right now, and I have a list of 26 portal targets that my staff gave me, and I'm actually watching film on all of them right now as we speak. I'm not even watching NCAA tournament play. I'm watching film on guys in the portal.
Right, right. Well, watching the NCAA tournament is not going to win you any games, so you got to focus on those guys.
Hey, I'm trying to make the NCAA tournament next year right now. That's what we're prepping for, so there you go.
Well, and I would think people recognize, again, the success you're having, and it's never easy to recruit anybody, but you at least have that going for you and what you've been able to do and what you think you can continue to do.
You know, and we will sell that. You know, that's something like, you know, you have to look at that. Coach, I do have a question for you. I know that you are an intense coach. How would you handle it if a team shot 49 free throws to your 30 in a game?
I would have been apoplectic.
Okay.
I would not have been happy.
Sunday, so I was just curious how you would feel about that.
No, I mean, look, I've heard it on both sides, but it's just, that's difficult to deal with. And it's hard to look at your guys and say, you fellas, that's just how the game's played. That doesn't work that way.
I'm just busting your chops. I don't want to give you a hard time.
Yeah, it's all right. And by the way, I appreciate the term intense. Most people say it was completely out of control. I wish I had more time, Coach. You and I will talk. I wish you the best. Paul Corsaro, the head coach at University of Indianapolis, another great season for the Hounds. Good luck in the portal, Coach. Stay in touch.
Let's catch up soon. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you very much. Paul Corsaro from the University of Indianapolis.